The Prineville community last Christmas dealt with a brouhaha over their city-sponsored nativity scene. Citizens have agreed to take over the display this holiday season to avoid any problems, but organizer Bob Orlando says he could use some help.
We're not going to have a huge display this year. We're going to have a minimal display, obviously, and part of that's that it was difficult to get the word out to people, but we've got a basic nativity scene, which is going to be put on display next to City Hall and on a piece of County Parks and Recreation property. I mean, people are starting to come forward now, but I think it's going to be next year before it really turns out to be a notable situation.
Orlando spent his own money to buy figurines of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. He hopes to raise $1,000 to buy three wise men figurines for next year. They hope to have this year's display up by early December. We told you yesterday that former State Representative Judy Stiegler and Deputy District Attorney Beth Bagley had applied for appointment to a pending vacancy in the Deschutes County Circuit Court. Applications closed Monday, and six more attorneys applied for the post. The additional applicants, as listed in the bulletin, are John Berg, Kevin Carolyn, Roger DeHoog, Stephen Griffin, Brian Hemphill, and Alicia Sikora. Governor John Kitzhaber can appoint anyone he wants to the post, even if the person is not on the list of applicants. He will make the appointment in mid-January. A former investigator for the district attorney's office is still not back at work in the office. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports on the county efforts to get Sharon Sweet back on the job.
The Deschutes County Commissioners requested that DA Patrick Flaherty rehire investigator Sharon Sweet, the woman he just let go last month. County Administrator Eric Kropp says she was supposed to return to the DA's office on October 24th.
The county reinstated her, and I had requested to the district attorney that she be allowed to go back to her job at the district attorney's office on Monday, which was a week ago Monday. And he requested that she not go back to the office and ask that he be able to talk to the commissioners before that happens.
Kropp says Flaherty still has not met with county commissioners. In the meantime, the county is employing Sweet full-time with work until something can be worked out, but her pay is coming mostly from the DA's budget. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
Both Bend and Redmond police departments report a high number of car break-ins over the last few days. Bend police spokesman Steve Esselstyn says they often see more of this type of crime this time of year.
Time of year especially, getting close to the holidays and then Thanksgiving, people are getting a little ahead of their Christmas shopping. It's the same thing. You've got to lock your doors and don't leave anything in your car you don't want stolen.
The Bend Police Department is currently investigating more than two dozen car break-ins reported over the weekend. They say there doesn't seem to be a trend or one area that the thieves are targeting. A record-breaking number of students exited Oregon's English Language Development programs last school year. The students, nearly 10,400 of them, reached full academic proficiency in English. Crystal Green in the Department of Education.
So that means that they'll be prepared to fully participate in their classes, understanding texts, understanding lectures.
The state says it takes students 5 to 7 years to become academically proficient. The target for last year was 15.5% of students exiting the program. Districts beat that goal at 16.6%. And the Bend man who suffered a serious head injury in a bicycle accident in Sisters less than 2 weeks ago is now listed in fair condition. Gary Bowne last week was still listed in serious condition, but now improved to fair. More than 500 friends of his attended a fundraiser on Sunday at Sisters High School. Organizers say they raised about $12,000 for Bowne's medical expenses. Finally, a report from the Federal Centers for Disease Control shows the number of deadly overdoses of prescription painkillers across the U.S. has tripled in the last 10 years. Oregon ranks 30th in the nation with 11.7 opiate-related deaths per 100,000 population, national average 11.9 deaths. The CDC says part of the problem is the sheer number of pills that are available. For these stories and more, check us out online at kbnd.com. And for instant updates on breaking news, follow us on Twitter. Next local newscast coming up at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for KBND Radio News.